And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have a great show for you here. Captain Tim Ekstrom and Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. We're going to be talking some serious fishing here. They're biting. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's a hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and fun show. Fish are biting. And
yeah, we're learning a lot about chirp and reading the meter here from Captain Tim here, watching some shows, great video of his pictures of bluefin schools.
Crazy.
Yeah, like lots of bluefin, right?
Boy, there's plenty of them to look at, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really rather amazing. You know something, in the past, like, week and a half, 10 days, roughly, there was a period of time there for a couple of weeks that bluefin were cat and mouse, and it was hard to really determine how much fish was around. You almost felt like, oh, my God, they kind of shot up and went above Clemente there for a little bit, and there was just a big void down to the south, and it felt like, oh man, what's going on here? Did this first wave of fish go through, and now we're going to have to, you know, suffer through this you know, waiting period? And within the matter of a couple 3 days, and this goes back to 10 days ago or so, some fish showed up on the inside, and then, you know, it got kind of did the same thing it has the past few years. Past couple of years, it got inside the 60, went up towards the butterfly, and now, like, we're seeing the fish, like, typical bluefin, you see a little bit in a lot of places, then all of a sudden it comes up, and you realize just how much is there, and, you know, we're looking at a really vast amount of bluefin, a lot.
Bigger volume than last year?
I wouldn't say that, but I would say, you know,
it's
on
here.
Par. Yeah, yesterday, the day before, Still a little punchy after being awake for 7 days.
Yeah, he just got off the boat yesterday, yeah. Right? Yes, I saw that pile of fish you brought in, though.
Yeah, it was good fishing. Mackerel, it yeah. was. Yeah, and that was Larry Brown's group. We only had 12 guys, so
wow.
You know, you don't need a you don't need a truckload. Yeah. That's for damn sure. Everybody had plenty of fish. It was a great time. But we took a tour just for the hell of it. We had that one day of just grease calm weather. Thank God.
Yeah.
That was hard earned.
Yeah.
Yeah. We waited for that day for quite a while, but we took a tour up to the northwest just for the hell of it because this fish, for the most part, it's not biting in the daytime. You know, you see it. You can exhaust, you know, 1,000 scoops of bait if you want. You're not gonna catch one. You're just not. You know, every once in a while you pick one off in a kite. You might pick one off in a sinker rig. Taking that into account, we went on a tour up to the northwest. We went up there 30 miles. We never ran out of fish.
Wow.
Never ran
for
out of fish.
30 miles.
Oh yeah, it's just constant little dabs in the sonar, you know, click couple over here, down deep on a meter, and then when it like midday the fish started coming up, little breezers, little, you know, 100 fish over here, you know, we never ran out of them. We finally turned around, it was the fish really came up down below us, you know, like where we had been. But the point is, all of that scattered fish as we worked up all the way into the, you know, the 33, you know, west of the 33 119, it was just Non-stop. And I'm sure if we'd have kept going, it would have been the same.
Still there.
Yeah.
Wow. So, good news.
Yeah. I mean, what we're seeing down there, I mean, we're just barely scratching the surface. And the point is, I think we've got a great season coming up for bluefin. This is a classic news flash. Our Angerfield Hashimoto's on a bridge, and there's spots of small bluefin too. There's a lot of little guys. We're not catching them, but you see them. These like 10, 12 pounders.
Uh-huh. Really?
Little spots of jumpers all over the place, right? So, chugging up the line, a little spot of jumpers, and I mean, right out the window, I see I'd call it an 18, 20 pound albacore jump.
No!
Right there.
Come on!
I was like, that one had wings. Like,
it's albacore. Seriously.
Yeah,
so is it mixed in with a 10 to 12 pound?
Well, that one was.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the ocean's
all right, cold. Right, Bill pulls, fire up the fireworks, and catch the albacore. It could happen, huh?
Needless to say, I get up to you, I'm like, hey, there, you know, I just saw an albacore jump right next to the boat, and it was a mad scramble. The jigs are flying.
Wow.
We trolled the rest of the day. We stopped. No, hell no.
How crazy, though. I mean, you're talking 60 to 160-pound bluefin and even bigger, and you mentioned an 18-pound albacore, and I jump out of my seat.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Well, the last time we caught one, the last one we caught on Royal Star, which was it was 3 or 4 years ago, ironically, it was on Larry Brown's trip, and there was a big hullabaloo that was associated with it because it was right in the middle of these 10, 12-pound bluefin. We caught one, and my guys in the crew, aside from Brian, they'd never seen one before.
They'd never seen an
albacore. I mean, these are kids.
Think about that. How about you, Duke? You've seen an albacore?
No, I came off a trip last year. He's actually incorrect. We caught one last year on the ridge.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. So, I came off the trip, and we caught
that was the first albacore you ever saw?
I can't say I've seen one caught.
Yeah. Have you seen a million of them offloaded?
I've seen a million of them offloaded. Yeah. I can't say I've seen one caught, no.
So this trip you just came off of was a 7-day?
That was a 3-day.
A 3-day, okay.
Yeah.
So you stayed locally.
Yeah.
And I guess that fishing down below is pretty good too, right?
Yeah, the word
yeah.
is
Yeah.
You know so we could really go into, again, this amazing quantity of bluefin and you know, God bless them. There is a huge amount of bluefin that's mixed in with the fishing going on down below 500 miles. There's all this bluefin up here.
And there's bluefin down there, too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mixed in with the yellowfin?
Like probably 50% of what they're seeing.
Really?
Is that 30 to 50, 30 to, you know, 40 to 60 pound with bigger ones. Yeah. I mean, it was very similar last year all the way through the summer. There was bluefin mixed in, but there's a lot of it down there. So you think about that. I mean, here we are west of Clemente, you know, giant areas of bluefin that we're working on, and then here's these guys down there 500 miles to the south, and they're seeing vast quantities of bluefin, and I'm sure there's plenty in between.
Yeah.
But it just goes to, you know, once again, it's
the endangered bluefin.
They've
made a miraculous comeback.
They
made
a tremendous comeback, and it's great. Yeah. You know, I mean, they made such a comeback. It came out last August. You know, they exceeded their target for the rebuilding. So, you know, they increased the quotas for the commercial guys by a lot this year.
Really?
You know, like, a lot.
Yeah.
And no, I mean, it can still sustain it. Yeah. I mean, they were fishing well below or harvesting well below maximum sustainable yield. So,
yeah. You
know, they can bump it up and obviously they're going to watch it, but they didn't dent it or have a big impact.
Because they're finished, right?
Oh, yeah. They got finished back in June.
Yeah.
Or in May, rather.
And that's pretty much the pen operation.
Yes.
Right? So are there purseine boats trying to wrap them for canneries and stuff like that, or it's not really a viable product?
My understanding is, unless something's changed, I believe they're only allowed to fish for bluefin in Mexico is only the live fish fishery.
Interesting.
Yeah, and you know they don't target them outside of the live fish fishery, and if they do, that obviously counts towards a quota. So
sure.
You know they all work to avoid them.
Yeah. It's just too valuable. I mean, it's too valuable as sashimi versus canned.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, that's like...
Yeah, and again, they work together down there, and if I'm wrong, somebody can call in and correct me, but I'm pretty certain that's what the deal is.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What about in the U.S. waters? Like, there's a lot of fish in the U.S. waters now, too. Do purseiners out of San Pedro and stuff like that?
I don't want to speak out of turn. I they can fish it, but I don't think many... elect to.
That's not much of a market.
Yeah. You know, it again, I don't want to talk about something that I'm not certain about, but I know they do have quota in the U.S., but they usually, I'm not sure they filled it the last few years.
Yeah, gotcha. So, Duke, how are you feeling about being on the boat now? Pretty much every day, right?
It is every day.
Yeah. That's good.
It's good.
And you're on there whether your dad's on there or not.
Yeah.
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 You're running with Gerby and all the guys, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
You like being on the deck?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy it a lot. I mean, I'm one of those guys who just needs to be involved with the action. Like, I can't sit down and just wait for things to happen or let things happen.
Sound like your dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're probably learning a lot, too, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I've already known. Obviously, growing up in it, it's just natural to me doing a lot of things. But there's a lot of different points that, for instance, Roy has made that I've never seen because I've never been around him. So
he's a character, right?
Oh my gosh, that guy is so funny.
Right? What's it like having the incredible Roy Rose on the Royal Star, huh?
That dude's got to be a professional laughingstock.
No, I mean, it's impossible to have a bad time when Roy is present. I mean, it's as simple as that. And
he keeps the mood upbeat.
He absolutely does. It doesn't matter what you're catching. I mean, it's like, you know, you're rolling out and get a strike and it's bonita. Man, it's like it's on.
Game on.
just that chuckle and that laugh from Roy. Like,
oh, man, he's
the brilliant. You can hear him from a mile away.
Yeah. Oh, you can.
It just brings...
Yes, you can.
It makes me laugh. I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, he's a tremendous fisherman. He's a tremendous operator, and obviously, he's got a ton of experience. And he is just a sensational human being too. He's just a fantastic person. Yeah. Like, he's the combination of everything that you could hope somebody to be in just being around, but also the captain. I mean, you talk about a fisherman. You know, that guy. Like, he obviously gets them, you know, gets it. So.
And it doesn't matter if it's calico bass, sea bass, tuna.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is.
No matter where he's fishing.
Yeah. Mackerel.
That's no kidding. Yeah, yeah, he loves fishing mackerel.
He does. If there's fish around, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
They definitely are.
So now, behind the wheel of the Royal Star, it's either Captain Tim Ekstrom, Captain Roy Rose, or Captain Gerby.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an A-team.
Yeah, yeah, and we still, you know, we pair up also, you know, certain voyages, however the schedule goes, you know, with the two, any combination of two of us will be on there also.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, you guys, we've always had really, really squared away operators, owner-operator, you know, we've obviously have a reputation built on a lot of success, you know, layered. There's a reason. It's not just catching fish. We know it's about more than that. But I mean, we've got some serious depth now. It's really amazing. I mean, I hard to believe that we could have elevated that much more, but we did.
Yeah,
but we did. There's no question about it. You know, Roy adds a component that is, I mean, you know, it's just it's
that's
like
so cool.
Let's call it. He's a force multiplier.
Yeah,
absolutely. Is.
Like, you know? So when are we going to see you behind the wheel, Duke?
We'll see. Probably maybe next year.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Are you working on getting your license?
I've already done everything. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's basically just waiting for the paper. It should be here in a matter of weeks, days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've already gone through the school, passed the test, you're done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Totally done.
All right.
STCW, the whole thing.
I mean,
he accumulated, you know, enough time. I mean, you can only go back to when you're 16, as far or after 16, as far as your seat time goes. But he accumulated more than enough seat time over the years. And then, you know, I got to tell you guys and everybody listen, the boys get a good chance to drive the boat around at night because, you know, obviously you can't humanly, you can't survive, you know, 24/7 zero sleep. So you gotta turn it over to him. And Duke's been doing a hell of a job driving the boat around. I mean, he looks like he's been doing it his whole life.
Wow.
Because he has.
Yeah, he has.
We reflect back, Roy and I, Brian, a.k.a. Gerby, we think back on it, and he's been sitting on that bridge with us since he was 6 years old.
6 years old.
7 years old.
Wow.
8 years old. Nine. Like, he spent a month a year on the boat with us from the time he was seven until he was about 12 when baseball, you know, got in the way.
Yeah.
But even then, he spent plenty of time on the bridge. So you think about how little guys absorb things.
Sure.
You know, and Roy made the comment a few weeks ago, or a few months ago, I should say, he made a comment of he doesn't even know how much
he's learned.
He knows.
Yes.
And it's all just instinct.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's like he might not even know why he's doing it, but he's doing it because he's been doing it his whole life. Just watching it. Yeah. So it's like, hey, you want a shot at it? Driving, steps in there, just drives away, just absolutely perfect, brings the throttles up perfect, works the sonar perfect, chases fish down perfect. It's
wow.
Like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, he can do it.
Been sitting so, watching for the whole time. You know?
So before the show, you were showing us pictures. You got a new transducer, a new chirp transducer.
Yeah.
And the visuals, Corey,
it's crazy. Yeah.
Were like so wow. It was like a wow moment because you can see so much more fish with a chirp transducer versus your old transducer.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You know, obviously we caught a whole lot of fish before. I'm not going to say we needed it, but it just elevates your game. Between that transducer that we put on, we actually did it last year, and the we put a Furuno CH600. We upgraded from a 250. That's our sonar, and that sonar at night, the 600 on the low frequency, the beam is so wide. It's like three times wider than the old one.
Wow.
So you're sweeping like on 600 foot range at you know 18 degrees of tilt. You're sweeping a pie wedge that's like 40 or 50, I'm trying to remember what the
137 over 2.
Yeah, whatever. You're at 600 feet, you're sweeping from like 60 feet to 240 feet.
Wow.
That pie wedge. I mean, it's incredible how wide that beam is.
And the older unit was a much narrower?
Much narrower, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the high frequency units, they're much narrower. They have better definition. And the guys catch fish with a high frequency, but that low frequency, sure. I'm telling you, like at night especially, when you just, I mean, just a little wisp out there, you know, you just hear that and turn over there and, you know, chase it down. Oh, look at this. You know, it's a big giant school that with a, you know, either a low frequency up high or a high frequency looking up high or that old sonar, you would have driven by it 100%, no doubt. Like that machine has made a huge difference. We're catching fish that we would not have caught before, weren't catching before. You know, we were driving by.
Driving by.
You know how it is with electronics. You don't know what you're missing because, you know, this thing works fine. You know, you stop in a school and catch them, but you don't realize how much you were missing until you have a new machine and have it tuned up right. It's like, holy Christ, man. We
missed a lot.
Yeah, we were like the
so
one thing.
It's kind of like all those years you drove by all those schools at night and didn't fish at night, right?
Well, we saw them.
Just didn't know.
We would shut down on them. Like, usually what we would do back in the good old days when we caught bluefin in the daytime, so we didn't need to fish all night, you know, you drive around, you drift, and you get up at like 3:30 or 4, and you drive around until you found a school, and then you shut down on it, you know. And Colt, they would come back around you at daylight, you know, you start your drift.
Start fishing,
you know, but Yeah, we certainly could have been. You know, there were times when there was so much fish, we'd just looking at it on the sonar and the meter, like, damn, we got to stop and try. And guys would drop down 6X juniors or PL68s, and you might hook one every once in a while. I mean, every once in a while, but 99% of the time you wouldn't hook anything. So it's like, they don't bite.
Yeah, yeah. How different it is now. So for those of us that like to sleep at night, when is this stuff going to bite during the day?
I don't have a high degree of confidence in the consistent daytime fishing.
Yeah.
Unless it gets out on the banks. Tanner Cortez sets up where you can anchor fish, you know, maybe drive around, find a school on the bank. We catch that fish daytime.
Okay.
You know, sitting on the anchor. But as far as the offshore thing, I mean, you might get the one off where, you know, one day here or there, one school, you get a few, you know, you get a drift for 15 or 20. But consistently, I don't know what it is about. I don't know what it is about that, you know, maybe it has something to do with the topography, you know, the forage up here, whatever it is. It seems like they get up into this zone and they just, you know.
They go nocturnal.
Yeah, you get a kite bite. You get a, you know, you might.
Hook you on the jigs.
Yeah, hook you, whatever it is. But that the old all-day drift, you know, where you're plunking away, it just is very, very unlikely that it's going to happen up in this area.
Let me ask you this. Would another tuna in the mix, like skipjack?
Possibly.
Albacore?
Yeah.
Yellowfin?
You beat me to it. You know, if you were drifting along, you know, daytime, again, catching, you know, other fish, there's a good possibility. And we saw that back in the past. You know, and they would just join in.
But just to explain to listeners, because that tuna would be much more bite-friendly during the day.
Perhaps.
And encourage the bluefin to join in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if there's other action. I mean, it's just like I'm looking outside, and it's a good example. It's like you throw there's 100 seagulls around. You throw a piece of bread out, and, you know, they're all sitting there, and then one grabs it, and all of a sudden the other ones all come and join
the
in.
The competition
thing. It's the same thing with those fish. Yeah, I think they're swimming around down there, and it's like, those guys are
wait a minute. I want to point part. It's there's like a party up there.
There's good going on up there.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're describing Point Loma Seafood.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Captain Tim Ekstrom and soon-to-be Captain Duke Ekstrom. It's going to be a fun show today.
Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's always fun having. Actually, it was a couple months ago. Duke's first time in studio. Yeah. So this is your second time, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Stoked to have you in studio. And a fun 2 hours ahead of us. You want to join us, 833-288-0973. That's the number to call in. Or you can send us a text via the app. Whether you have a question about the boat, a comment, or whatever you have, you can send that text via the app. And we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty, which is super cool.
Yeah.
So make sure you do leave your name and telephone number on the app there so we have a way to get a hold of you if you're the big winner. We're going to have Duke flip the prize coin at the end of the show, and that'll determine whether it's going to a text or a caller. And, again, I'll give you the telephone number. It's 833-288-0973. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with Duke and Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. When we return on not only the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, but we're on 97.3 The Fan.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haraguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island's natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haraguay Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanspit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safaris family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website qcsafaris.com.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family. And if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619 323-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Power your boat with Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, backed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorskLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norsk Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
Anyone that's been to the Eastgate knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner Chris and my buddies when fishing in the Eastgate. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the Eastgate available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the Eastgate, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked to have the Ekstroms, Duke and Tim, in studio from the Royal Star for the next couple hours.
I was just telling Duke that I saw his mom the other day over at Fisherman's Processing. They did a beautiful job processing some rock cod that we had caught the other day. And, man, I'll tell you what, I usually process that stuff myself on the boat. I don't think I'm going to do that anymore because it's just – like, it comes out so much better.
Yeah, those especially the cod, those individual
the big reds,
they're just, it's like every piece of red meat trimmed off. And it's such a beautiful job. And it with those 5 mil bags, you know, you've got, I don't even know what the shelf life is, really. I've pulled bags out now a year and a half, 2 years. You'd think, you know, I don't know about this, but pulling, it's
fresh.
Beautiful. Yeah. Especially making like fish tacos or something like that. It's just absolutely epic.
Well, it was funny when I did freeze some of it. When I put it in the freezer, it was next to one that I had filleted and vacuum packed myself because I have a vacuum pecker. It was like night and day difference.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, now I see.
Yeah. The big, the big, you know, the commercial vacuum packers, they're just better. The one that you told me about, though, that you have
the Vacmaster.
Yeah, that thing's actually it's really good. It's a good machine.
It's a good machine.
Yeah,
we
no
use
doubt.
A lot.
But the ones that we use are, you know, they go down to like 99.9%. They push all the air out, so it just makes all the difference in the world.
But to have a professional cutter too makes a big difference.
Yeah.
A guy that really knows how to cut fish. But that processor has been busy, huh?
Well, I mean, it's fits and starts. You know, it's busy on the days when the big rigs come in. There's been good fishing down below, but there's actually, you know, production has been way, way down overall.
Because just local stuff.
Yeah, local stuff. You know, the bluefin have you know, they're twitchy now. There's a lot of days, like I described, where, you know, there's one or two lucky stops, and then there's a lot of guys that look around and you know, you miss, you know, you get six or seven, you get 15 or 20, and there's one or two boats that they get that school that wants to buy it. You know, they have 50 or 60 of them or more.
And you were saying that's what's happening is you get on a school and you're showing us meter marks, and it's like you say, oh, this didn't bite. It's like, how is that not biting? It's a huge quantity of fish, right?
There's a lot of that, man. You just, you know, they're still bluefin. they still do the same thing at night. They drive you crazy, man. You look at the fathometer and we're up there just blowing everybody up, you know, on the PA. You know, get them down there, 40 to 80 fathom, 50, you know, 300 feet, 300, like, jig them hard, and you'll finally hook one, or you'll hook, you know. There really is a lot. I should let Duke talk, so I'm flapping nonstop.
But it's great information, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, there is so much to the technique. There is. I mean, there is so much to the technique. If you're not familiar with that kind of fishing, or, you know, you just want to be, you don't want to be super active, you know, you just want your gear to just drift upwind or get upwind. I mean, you'll get one every once in a great while, but meanwhile, you got a guy who knows what he's doing, and our, you know, the boys are really good at it. They do it every day. You know, Mikey is an example, Chef Greg. I mean, those guys cast down wind of that little jigging rod. I mean, they're already halfway across the stern. Another one. They'll hook 15 in a row. And meanwhile, you know, 80% of anglers are up the side.
Angled out.
Once in a while they get one, you know, or they don't get any at all. Yeah. It's like, I've been doing this for 3 days and haven't had a bite, and these guys are back there.
Just roping them.
I mean, really is a lot to the technique. Yeah. And
follow up the deckhand then.
I'm not going to say I'm good at it, because I'm not. And I'm
go ask Duke, hey, what am I doing wrong, right?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Well, hey, the phones are packed. They want to talk to these guys, so let's jump into it.
Let's do that, Pete. How about Corey? Corey Cole from Escondido. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, gentlemen. Sounds like you're having a great morning.
Yes, sir.
It's fun having these two gentlemen in there.
The excitement is contagious. I'm going to hopefully add to it a little bit. I got off the Pacific Queen yesterday morning with one of my friends and family charters. And we were one of those folks that got, I don't want to say lucky, because Gavin's, you know, one of the best there is out there. He put us on a night bite. He put us on a kite bite. We got out a little late and missed it the first night. We're on a day and a half. We got there after the bite was over the first night. Spent the next day, slid up to Tanner, picked up limits of some big, beautiful reds off the Tanner Bank. Big 5-6 pound fish, big, really nice reds on jigs and dropper loop. And then, Gavin's like, okay, it's time to go start looking. We went back down into the tuna area, put out the kite. We put 9 big kite fish on the boat. 2 of them ended up going over 200 pounds. The big one was a 255.
Ooh, nice.
On the kite. And then the sun went down. We cut everything off of every rod we had except for the 100-pound gear. Got ready for battle. And about 9 o'clock, we slid into our first drift. It turned out to be our last drift. And about two and a half hours later, we'd put 50 fish on the boat. All of them were over 100. We ended up with 54 total. 51 of them were in excess of 100.
Wow.
And everybody was ready for a good night's sleep.
Yeah, I can imagine. That was nice. Nice sundown bite there. And they get to get a good night's sleep and ride home. And then unload your fish at Fisherman's Landing. It was quite a haul, Corey.
It was it was a good time. Peter, you okay if I give a couple quick little tips for guys that are going out?
Absolutely.
Let's hear it.
When you're dropping down your jigs, we hear a lot about, you know, this jig, that jig, something heavy that gets down fast. If tungsten's your flavor, do tungsten. It was the short, fat jigs, you know, kind of like me, the short, fat jigs that got down fast and got in front of the fish, because we were dealing with some weather, pretty good-sized swell, some wind. There was a little bit of victory at sea, particularly on our night bite. But if you could get a jig down anywhere from 150 to 300 feet, I got bit probably 6 or 7 straight drops during that time.
Wow.
Hooked up, hooked and handed off fish. But as far as what you're putting on those jigs, please, please, please put on heavy-duty upgraded hooks. As you know, Pete, I love my Gamakatsu hook. They make it's called the Assist 720 Heavy Duty.
Yeah, it's a great
We lost more fish than we want to think about with guys who had hooks on that were not the quality hooks, and we were coming back with straightened-out hooks. These fish are mean. Put on good quality hooks. I know I saw at least 6 or 7 straightened out. That's just hooks that were just not quality assist hooks.
Yeah.
So please change out and put on good quality hooks.
That's Gamakatsu 720 assist. That's a beast of a hook. Yeah. They're not going to straighten that thing out.
Yep. So it was a great trip. It was great to see you come over and say hi when we were unloading the fish at their beat. It was smiles all around. Yeah. So.
And check out our Instagram, Facebook post yesterday. I put a picture of Gamakatsu pro staffer Corey King on our Instagram and Facebook account. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on Instagram and Facebook there. And check that out. And Corey, congratulations.
Thanks,
glad you had a good trip. And enjoy the next one.
We're going to do it.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks for the call. Go ahead.
You mentioned the social media and Rick's trip in Alaska, man.
Right.
Some of those pictures were...
Yeah, he put some great pictures on our Facebook.
Incredible.
Yeah. And Instagram.
So you got to check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Howard in Santa Maria says, couple weeks ago, I was at the landing and looked at the Royal Star and had a huge smile on my face. Standing on the stern, it was a flashback to the 80s. Duke was standing there is a spinning image of Tim Ekstrom. I was proud of Duke, and I can't imagine how proud Tim is of this young man. Royal Star is in great hands.
All true.
Yeah, all true.
That's I love Howard. And, you know, we had a trip. It was back in, I want to say it was either February or December, but Stas was on the boat. And
Stas Velenakis.
Stas Velenakis, you know, again, another legend, you know, legendary angler, individual, just a stellar person. But he actually, the first trip that I worked on Royal Polaris, Stas was on there. He's an angler. I was 19. This goes back to, you know, I've got to do some quick math here, but it was 1987. So Stas was on there with me. And you know, we just had an incredible history all through long-range fishing. But the time that I was on Royal Polaris and you know, he ended up, he's been fishing with us on Royal Star now for a long time also. He's caught a couple trips a year. Anyway, Duke was on the boat, crew. Duke was 20, and I'm standing there with Stas, and you know, just the moment he's sitting there looking, going, God, I was fishing with you when you were 19, and now here we are with your son who's 20. You know, I don't know if I'm
a, what year were you born, Duke?
04.
Okay, so yeah. You weren't even born yet when you were
No. Yeah. I don't have if I'm really conveying the weight of the moment, but it's just, you know, we're family guys, and just looking like the whole image of it, you know, it's cliche as hell, but it's like that's what life's all about. And to go back to what Howard wrote there, yeah, I mean, I can't even tell you how proud I am, how blessed I am to be able to be out there with my son,
yeah.
Who's, I'm saying it, guys, he's really good at it. It's not just a father, yeah. You know, I'm not looking at your dad.
Doing it since he was six.
Yeah, like
so,
he's good at it. So, yeah. You know, it is. It's a huge point of pride.
Oh, yeah.
But more importantly, is just how, what a good young man he is.
Yes,
and, you know, I mean, he's not an entitled kid. You know, it's like, oh, it's my dad's boat. I do it.
Yeah.
And there's none of that. There's none of that. This kid has earned every single thing the hard way.
Yeah. And instead of, you know, I remember him before he was on the boat, instead of having a phone in his face, he's got a fishing rod in his hand.
Oh, yeah.
And that is cool.
Yeah.
That's good. That's the way it should be. Hey, let's jump back to the phones.
Let's do that. How about Alex? Alex Kalm from San Carlos. Good morning, Alex. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got two questions. One, when the bluefin actually do start, you know, thumbing and stuff like that, would you guys still recommend casting out one of those tungsten jigs or maybe something a little bit lighter, like a sniper? When you're kind of coming up with them on the slide.
Duke,
second
what do
question
you think?
I have.
Tungsten?
No. I'd fish a Colt Sniper 120 gram, something a little bit lighter that has more action. Those tungsten jigs, they sink so fast, there's not a lot of action when you're winding them in horizontally across the surface. Whereas one of those Colt Snipers, there's a little bit more shine to it, and it walks a little bit better than one of those jigs, for sure.
All right.
So either a Colt Sniper or a surface iron.
What was your second
question? Okay, cool. And then the other question I had was, I was going to ask you guys, when it comes to, like, defrosting your catch, I mean, you spend all this money to actually, you know, get everything vacuum sealed super nice. I mean, do you guys have a recommendation on that? Do you guys just keep it in the fridge a couple days? Do you guys take it out of the package and wrap it with paper towels? What do you guys recommend?
Definitely the longer that you defrost it, the better the product that comes out of it. So either letting it sit out in room temp or putting it in the fridge for a couple of days and letting that fish defrost on itself instead of heating it and having a bunch of temperature differential, you'll definitely receive a better product if you take your time with that.
Yeah. They always say take it out of the package, wrap it in paper towel, sucks all that moisture off of it, and let it defrost overnight. It's like a fresh piece of fish.
Yeah. I think I really favor putting it in the refrigerator. Like if you know you're going to, you know, you have that nice chunk, put it in the refrigerator a couple of days before. Do that slow defrost.
Yeah.
And the paper towel thing's fine. They all work, you know, wicking the moisture out. But if you throw it in the refrigerator for a couple of days, I mean, you don't even need that. You pull it out and it looks it almost looks like it's fresh. Yeah, it's as close as you can get to looking like fish when you do that slow defrost in the fridge.
And just leave it sealed in that slow defrost. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, leave it sealed, and then you can paper towel it before you
eat it.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, that's some great info. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Tim and Duke Extra when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app. 97.3 The Fan.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy Dan Hume and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgeSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SurgeSportFishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome! All right, welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup. I'm so stoked to be in the studio with these two gentlemen.
Yeah.
And just learning, and I love it. And we got somebody else we can learn something from, too. And got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. It's brought to us by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete deli, beverage, boating supplies as well. And as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops, you can also check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway in Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove. For all of that, you can check DanaLanding.com.
And I might add, too, tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Dana Landing will be the scene of the Captain Rollo's Wicked Tuna Captain's reception. So you don't want to miss that. It's free. Just come on by right there at Dana Landing.
But how about Jeff from Sushi on a Roll and
everything.
Pizza Guy and adult beverages? If you want to spend $30 to enjoy all that, it's basically all you can eat. I mean, I hate to say that. But
yeah, we're going to hear more about that later on the show. But don't forget, tomorrow morning, Captain Dave Marciano, along with Nancy and Captain Bob Cook, will be here.
Talk about an incredible show.
That'll be shit.
But morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing good, man.
You had quite a week, didn't you?
Yeah, there's some nice fishing going around this week. We got a little bit of weather today, so some of those offshore boats took a day off there, but they'll be right back at it. But across the board, the half days really picked up. Actually, the local fishing in general really picked up. We're still seeing what we have been seeing with those calico bass, sand bass, rockfish. Saw some barracuda in the mix this week. Saw some yellowtail in the mix. We got some white sea bass, some halibut on the three-quarter day on the Sea Watch there. So all across the board on the local trips, tap days, the three-quarter days, the twilights, very good fishing. And like I said, this is kind of what that what you think of when you think of local San Diego fishing in the summer there, a mix of everything. Shot at some of the bigger fish there, like the Yellowtail and the Barracuda, but very good fishing otherwise. San Diego, a little bit more inconsistent, so definitely some good fishing in there. They did have 4 Yellowtail yesterday. South Island to go with some calico bass and some really good bottom fishing. So that's definitely going in the right direction. Like I said, a little bit of weather today, so we'll see how they do there. Day before that, they had 9 Yellowtail, 4 the day before that. So this is more what, like, you know, we think of when we think of fishing. You know, it's, as wonderful as that bluefin is on the full day, we can't expect that all the time. And hopefully that picks up again, but there's still some pretty good fishing to be had there. Those one days, day and a half, longer trips, still seeing bluefin on there, see yellows, yellowtail, excuse me. So good fishing all around. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for those half days. Got the morning, the afternoon, and like I said, the twilight fishing is still really good. It's been a great year on the twilight there. We've got those 3 quarter day trips on the Sea Watch, 7 to 4 local trip. If you want to do a little bit longer fishing but don't want to commit to that full long day trip on the San Diego, you know, where it's, you may not have that much free time. The San Diego is still very good fishing islands there, and those one days, day and a half longer trips. Seaforthlanding.com, got the full schedule up there. You can make reservations online. Just call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit in person, get your gear tuned up, and get out there fishing, because it's still going the right direction, even with a little bit of weather today.
Yeah, but you know what, Marcos? Up today, down tomorrow, and a beautiful week
beautiful
of weather
week.
Ahead. So,
yeah,
it's going to be really good. And those twilight trips, like you mentioned, and the half day, they are some incredible calico bass catches and sand bass. And
yeah.
Like you said, man, almost every half day boat in San Diego has a sea bass or two, like in the count. Like
yeah.
It's
Duke
pretty
was
cool.
Talking about a lot of squid around, right, Duke?
A lot of squid.
Yeah.
A lot of squid.
Seeing it offshore, inshore, everywhere. Right?
And everywhere.
And we think Booger on the San Diego's had a little bit of squid too, huh, Marcos?
Fishing the islands, huh?
Those boats have been going out making squid and sharing it amongst themselves, so we're trying to get, you know, that live squid on all those trips. And like you said, it's great right now. Don't rely on that, but take advantage of it while you can. Get on the boats there.
I completely agree, man. That's some good stuff. And how do they get a hold of you? I know there's some openings during the week, and it's going to be some beautiful weather.
Yeah, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule up there. Just call the office, 619-224-3383. And like you said, beautiful weather's coming back. Don't panic if you see a lack of counts in, you know, in the reports the next day here, because some of those boats are just playing it safe and they'll be right back at it.
You know what, Marcos? There were some limits on the bluefin the last day or two, and I expect the same with some down weather coming this coming week, man.
They're here.
Yes.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that very much. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. That wraps up that part of our catch report, Stansard. And you can power your boat with Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventure. Norsk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norsk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at NorskLithium.com or see the trolling motor doctor, and he'll set you up.
That's good stuff. Let's jump into the lines and talk to Mike. Mike Colm from Torrance. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Always fun to talk to Let's Talk Ekstrom. 3 quick questions. Tim, one is you talked about the new transducer. The thing I'm curious about when you guys are out looking, do you ever look super deep, like 200 fathoms? Just, you know, you're not going to stop them just to see what's there. Second question real quick. I was out a few weeks ago, you know, catching those 125s at night. They seem unusually crazy. There's a super high amount of cutoffs. Maybe it's just I'm getting older, but the fish seem to be getting crazier. And then the third one, Corey kind of touched on it. Do those bluefin down below mix in with the yellowfin bite during the day? Do they behave different, or, you know, is that something you see? So, and it's good to see next generation, Duke, from one old business owner to another. Next generation is everything, so good on you.
Amen. Thank you very much. I think that you know, for to answer that or to comment on that first, I feel like, you know, us old timers, not that I'm old, I mean, you know, 57, I got plenty more gas in the tank, but I also feel that, you know, like we owe it to the next generation to pay it forward. Like we have to be willing to, you know, give up the reins and let these young guys, you know, take their shot, have their shots.
For sure.
One of the things that I respected about Frank Lopresti so much, you know, that he was wise enough, visionary enough to I mean, I was running Royal Polaris at 21. Like he saw the kind of potential in me, and he knew that in order to you know, retain somebody in this business and you know, to you have to provide that opportunity to keep these guys, you know, a guy like Duke, these young guys coming up. They have to get a shot. They have to. Otherwise, they're going to move on. They're going to go get a shot. You know, they're going to live up to their potential somewhere else. So I feel the exact same way, and we're going to do the same thing, whether it be Duke or, you know, whoever else. We have a long list of young guys that have come up on Royal Star and gone on to own their own business, run their own boats, because, you know, we really believe in that. You know, it's a core philosophy. Yes, going back to the fishing, the fish down below, it's a great example of what we were talking about. They're mixed with those yellowfin, and you're getting those drifts where the yellowfin, you're picking away at them, yellowfin get ginned up. Those bluefin, they join in. They bite daytime down there. Almost everything that's been caught down below those bluefin counts, it's daytime, drifting along, old plunker style, I mean, old school. It's dream fishing for our guys. There's nothing better to me than drifting along and plunking. You know, you keep 1 to 5 going, you know, fishing on the bow, bait up swell, boil out there, your line come tight to it. Yeah, you know, that's old school fishing. The night fishing is great. It's so exciting. It's incredible. And that segues into, yeah, these fish this year are just, it's a crap show, man. You get 8 or 10 of these big ones going, and man, they come up, they are souped up. For sure, those little jigging rods, those fish come up fast. Like bluefin typically.
But they come up hot.
They come up hotter than.
What's it like gaffing those things?
I'm ready for them.
Yeah. No messing around.
I don't let go.
Why does that remind me of a young Tim, right?
Yeah. Let's go, man. Yeah.
Come on, bring them.
I'm uber competitive.
Yeah, well, let me just put it this way. This is a great. We've gone through 20 gaff blanks in the last, you know, what 60 days?
Yes. Really? Just breaking gaffs?
Oh, yeah, and I say 60 days. I mean, actual fishing nights of the 60 days, you know, there's like 25 nights. They come up hotter than all get out. They like most bluefin, it's not a long, protracted battle. Like, you grind them right up, and then the fun begins. You know, you've got, in 3 minutes, the things that color guys say, ah, color, you know, you look around, Jesus, it's a 125-pounder, 150-pounder.
Why is that, Tim? Well, why can you get those things to the boat so fast?
They just, it's their behavior. I mean, you know, those little jigging rods, though, they're really effective, man. They've got so much torque.
It's the reel, right?
Oh, for sure.
It's the reel. Yeah.
But I think it's the rod, too. Correct me, Duke. I mean, that... they're whippy, but you keep that bend in the rod.
No, you just point it straight at them.
It depends. Right? Each blank's different, but most of the time with those jigging rods, you have to point the rod directly at the fish and use the reel.
So it's all reel.
Yeah, it's all reel. Those things have 80 pounds of drag. Jeez. Something crazy
and they come up. You just keep turning that handle and taking it. And if you don't give, they just keep coming right towards it. They're shaking their head and. Like I said, next thing you know, it's like 3 minutes later, and it's a 150-pounder thing is right there.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's pissed. You know, it's shaking its head, jerking, or, you know, like switch back in. And
now you got one guy up there, too.
Right. Now multiply that time, you got 6 of them going.
Oh.
And you got another 15 lines in the water. I mean, oh, my God.
How much more effective are those short jigging rod methods rather than doing the traditional rail rod?
Let me answer that.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot of guys that we've been seeing buy these little jigging rods and think that they're the greatest thing ever, and they're the reason why people stay vertical. They're not.
No.
They're absolutely not. There's a lot of different technique to it where as if you had a rail rod, you could stay probably more vertical and be a lot more comfortable in aspects. Those jigging rods, they take a lot out of you.
Yeah.
Because each jig fishes differently. I personally don't fish a jigging rod.
Okay.
I have a rod custom wrapped to be like one that acts like one, but it's a rail rod.
Okay.
Exactly. And it's a lot more comfortable fighting the fish, too, because if you do hook one of them 120 to 250-pound bluefin on it, and you're fighting it on that jigging rod, It's not comfortable.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. And so I mean, have you seen guys getting the rod ripped right out of their hand just because of the fatigue or whatever?
Yeah, they just can't do it. Yeah. It's hard. It
first
really
time
is.
I saw somebody doing that, and that's why I knew you point the thing. It's like I want none of that, man.
No.
Not, I mean, pull for that stuff, right?
Yeah.
You got to be tough.
Yeah, and the rail rods are plenty effective compared to one of those jigging rods. Like, I don't think that they're that much more, they're that much better than one of those rail rods.
Yeah.
It's really just all about staying vertical. If you can stay vertical up and down,
that's the key,
you will get bites. Yeah.
But landing the fish is what you're talking about.
Landing the fish?
Come up fast.
Rail rods are better.
Rail
100%.
Rods. Okay.
Yeah, put it in low gear and wind.
Like, the reality of it is, it is... It is technique that you know, it doesn't matter what rod is in your hands. If you got that technique, you're going to get those bites, you're going to get them in.
No, it's all good stuff, Tim and Duke. We're going to be right back. And if you're listening to us on 97.3 The Fan, tune on YouTube and Facebook Live or the
app.
Download the Let's Talk Hookup app. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline, lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fishermen in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.